Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, guys, football might be over the season, but college and pro hoops are in full swing. For all the latest odds, totals, player performances, props to where the next fired coach is going to land, BET Online has all your betting needs. Head over to the website of your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get started.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Chump Chat. We got a special guest today, the name of George Bello, newest member of the Bundesliga with Armenian. How do you pronounce the second word?
Bielefeld.
Yeah. Okay, Armenian Bielefeld. Pretty big move, no? I mean, we're excited to have you on. We want to thank the fans for watching, listening, subscribing. We appreciate everything. Y'all obviously helped us out with some questions with Bello. They submitted like a ton of questions for you, dog. They were amped to get you on. So we're stoked to have you here. But how are you doing, bro?
Doing good, bro. Just adjusting to this new lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, we got to dive into this, though. So Germany, bro. Have you ever been before?
Nah, it's my first time. First time, bro.
What are you thinking of Germany so far, bro?
Bro, the weather is nuts, bro. Ever since I got here, like, I've seen the sun maybe like 3 times. And like, bro, it's just cold. Nah. It's like freezing every day and raining. Jeez. And all that.
And the language, how are you picking it up?
I started my lessons like last week, but bro, the German language is nothing to be played with, bro. It's like so difficult to learn. But yeah, I'm gonna eventually get it, hopefully.
Yeah, my boy John, he plays in Germany. Do y'all know how far apart y'all are or no?
I think Bielefeld isn't that far. I'm East Germany. I'm like right by Leipzig.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even know Germany like that. Yeah. So I couldn't even tell you.
I was in Berlin earlier, but I think Bielefeld is kind of close. I don't even know, to be honest. I need to check that too. But yeah, I know it's like a decently big city, right? Bielefeld? It's all right.
It's like low key. I mean, I just feel like everything in Europe is like close to each other in a way, though. You know what
I'm saying? So yeah, way closer. Like, way closer to America. You think everything is so far, but in Europe, everything's so close compared to America. It's crazy.
Yeah. But so far in Germany, what are you thinking? Like the culture, the food? Obviously, hopefully they got you situated with apartment and car situation like that. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been smooth. I mean, like, Bielefeld was, like, really, like, good with that. Like, welcoming me. Like, when I got here, I didn't feel like, oh, like, what am I going to do now? Like, everything was pretty much, like, set up for me. And, like, the culture-wise, it hasn't been too much of, like, a culture shock as of yet. Because, like, when it first happened, when I made the move, I was like, dang, like, am I going to be, like, what's going to be happening to me? Like, what am I going to do? But ever since I got here, it's been mad chill and I haven't had any problems. So, I mean, so far, so good.
That's good. So for the audience listening that may not know, and for even John, but me and Bello, we grew up kind of playing together back in the old days and super wide 3v3. We've been playing together, man, Disney, man. Wow. So we'll flash up some picks. And then it was crazy. We debuted with the national team on the same night versus Trinidad. Right. That was crazy. Obviously, we've had different paths, but kind of the same path, really homegrown to Europe, national team, kind of same picture. But I was going to talk to you about, you know, the national team. I kind of want to start with the transfer, though, to Germany. Why not Belgium? I saw a bunch of stuff before you went talking about he's going to go to a certain team in Belgium. And I don't know. I talked to Gianluca as well, and he was like, no, he's never going to Belgium. And I was like, what's up with that? So I wanted to ask you.
Bro, and I tell you, that was like one of the most craziest days of my life. Like everything happened like this. Like when I tell you, everything happened so fast. So like, yeah, the Belgian Circle Brews was interested, of course, right? And then I guess Atlanta was in talks with them. I can't really talk too much about it. I mean, because what happened happened, but like I wasn't really aware. But that happened. But then obviously Armenia Bielefeld was interested too, and that was the kind of team that I felt like would fit me the best. So they were just going back and forth. Circle Brews, like, I didn't really want to go there at the moment. I just felt like Armenia Bielefeld would be, like, the perfect fit for me and, like, in my life right now. So they kind of went away with the offer. And then Bielefeld and Atlanta were going back and forth. And then eventually it happened. And it was, like, 4 p.m. on Saturday. And I got told I had to get on a flight to Germany, like, at 7. So I was like, yo, like, this is happening. Like, this is, like, the crazy. And just, like, the deadline day, like deadline day was about to come too. So everything happened like so fast. It was crazy. It
was crazy. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I didn't get to say about it. Nobody from my hometown. No, like it was just like that. I was on a plane, like moving and like I wasn't going back. So I was like, dang. So that's why I was kind of like, what's really going to happen? Am I going to go there and be like, dang, I don't want to be here. But like, as soon as I got here, it felt normal. You know what I'm saying? Like I felt like I was already at home. So that's a good thing.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Talking a little bit about, you said Atlanta, you can't talk too much about it, so I won't push it too much. But this is a question that we got from one of the fans. I've never heard about the stereotype, but they're saying, is the stereotype of Atlanta not wanting to sell? Is that true? Do you think you're pretty cooperative with you wanting to leave?
I mean, from the get-go, from when I signed, I told them, like, my dream is to play in Europe. So, I mean, they knew, like, where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go, and I'm always going to be grateful for them for like giving me the opportunity to show myself. But I mean, regarding like the front office and stuff like that, I don't really know. I don't really know like their real motives. Cause obviously they want to get young players to Europe and build that pipeline from like the academy professional and then Europe. But I would say, I mean, they're a good club. They're not maybe like FC Dallas that sends everybody like successful like that. But I mean, they try their best for sure.
No, yeah, y'all are getting up there. I mean, y'all got some people, but nowhere close to Dallas, you know?
Well, there was a point, I don't know if you remember, there was a point when y'all were created that y'all won the championship that first year, and it was like you, Carlton, all those guys, and they were like, hold on, Atlanta might have some. And then you guys went up together and won MLS Cup and everything. But then ever since then, I mean, Dallas has gone crazy, and then not much has been heard from that many Atlanta guys. Obviously, you have Jackson and George over there, but
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, I guess, to see also what they do with Miles Robinson, because I'm sure – I don't know if he'll stay there that much longer either. So, I guess we'll see if that stereotype really is true.
Yeah, I don't even know. Miles is going to be for real interesting because Miles is just, like, the type of guy just, like, goes with the flow. So, like, with him, it's going to be really interesting to see.
That's interesting, bro, because with that – we're playing with a national team, I feel like it opens up so many windows for, like, different teams to see you play against different competitions. So – and he was, I mean, he turned up when he played in these last couple qualifier games. So yeah, I guess we'll see,
Last year, he had a crazy year for him.
Yeah. It's so weird, though. Even, like, with the Olympic qualifying, like, Atlanta United didn't let you or Miles come. What's up with that?
Yeah, right. That's another thing that I was, like, it was, like, kind of like a situation that we couldn't control. And, yeah, I mean, they just basically told us that they're only going to let us go, and we had no say in it because it wasn't, like, one of those tournaments where you have to let your players go with a national team. So, I mean, they decided to let us stay, and they wanted us to play in the CONCACAF Champions League, was it, I think? So, I mean, it's, like, one of those things where you just can't control.
That's tough.
Well, now that you got to Bielefeld, how do you, like, I know you're talking about you feeling like it's home and stuff like that, and we talked a little bit about the transfer already. But was a big factor the fact that obviously they're in the Bundesliga and obviously you've seen so many Americans become successful there. Like, how do they lay out the plan for you? Like, how do they convince you, like, Bielefeld is the place for you?
Yeah, it was definitely a factor. I feel like you said, the Bundesliga, like, creates a lot of pathways for Americans. And you're obviously playing in one of the best leagues in the world as well. So just being able to do that, that's obviously one of my dreams, to play in Europe and playing in the Bundesliga. Like, that's crazy. And then also, like, this with the team, like, I've talked to the coach before, and, like, he seemed, like, really down to earth, super chill, and, like, he like knew he told me that he wanted to develop me and not just like get me over here and then just like throw me away. Like he really cares about me, which I really like, I like a lot about him. So, I mean, I'm ready to like go on with this journey and see where it takes. But yeah, so far, like I love the club. So,
yeah, bro. One thing that was awesome for me is I saw you debuted literally, I don't know, a couple of days after you signed, right? Right away.
Yeah, it was like bam. That same weekend I got there. Like I got there on transfer deadline day on the 1st or something like that. And then that weekend I debuted.
Yeah. Who did you guys play last week again?
We played this past weekend. Who did we just beat? Union Berlin.
Then yeah, after,
massive
the
dub.
That, the week before that.
Hoffenheim. Yeah, he played Hoffenheim.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching that game. I saw you come in early. Yeah. So you had a nice little cross there. You look comfortable. How do you feel the style of play? Do you feel any major differences between that and the MLS?
So far, I would say, like, the main difference I can see is, like, it's way more quicker. Like, obviously, I already respect the MLS, but, like, I feel like you don't have that much time on the ball here. Like, you got to think way faster, play way quicker, and, like, know what you want to do, like, way before you get the ball. So, like, so far, that's what I would say the biggest difference is, like, the speed of play.
Yeah, that's facts. What do you think, like, for your team? Obviously, y'all are kind of fighting, like, a relegation battle. But for you individually and as a team, like, what are your goals this year in terms of, like, Bundesliga, like, appearances, minutes, like, starting? Like, where do you see yourself kind of fitting in and then also the team?
Yeah, individually, I would just say just, like, integrating into the team like smoothly, which I think is going well so far. Like all my teammates, they're just all mad chill. When I came, like, you know, sometimes if you go to a new team, you kind of just feel like left out. But as soon as I got there, I felt like they were like my boys right away. So that's good. So I would say just getting more minutes, getting adjusted to the system of how they play, getting adjusted to like building the chemistry of my teammates on and off the field. And obviously, I mean, I came like halfway through the season, so I'm not going to try to say too much, but yeah, just try to get consistent with the minutes and see our way out of the relegation zone, which is looking pretty good so far. And that's bringing me to the team wise, just keep on getting dubs for real. I mean, that's the only way to stay out of the relegation. That's the only way, right?
Hey, let me jump into this though, because MLS boys, two MLS boys here. And for me, obviously, I never played in the MLS, but I was last year at Porto B. We escaped relegation by 1 point in the second division. So I know the fight. Tan knows the fight definitely right now, and you're introduced to it now. So the hard question is, do you know what you'll do if you guys get relegated? Will you try to move? Do you think you'll fight it out with them in the second Bundesliga? How does that? Obviously, it has to be in the back of your mind a little bit, not maybe on the forefront because you don't want to be thinking about getting relegated when you're playing, but, yeah. You know, what do you think? What do you think will happen?
Yeah, I mean, you were spot on with it. Like, right now, I'm just, like, thinking, well, I only have one thing in my head. Like, we're staying up. Like, I'm not even, like, thinking about, like, if we get relegated or not. But, I mean, that's just the type of, like, that's the type of person I am. I'm just, like, think positive. Like, I feel like we're not going to get relegated. But it is in the back of my mind, and I really haven't thought about it too much. But I'm just going to keep it going day by day. And then, hopefully, prayerfully, we stay up, and everything will be good.
I like that answer, you know, safe answer. I like
safe
that.
Answer. I like definitely that. Safe answer. Right?
Yeah, I would say the same thing though, you know, if somebody asked me, you know, what do you mean to say, you know?
Let's dive in.
Let's talk about the World Cup though.
Yeah, let's dive into that because, bro, you, Scally,
that's Reina, what I'm saying.
Pepe, I don't even know who else, Gianluca, bro, like, y'all should have won it, honestly. You're taking L over Senegal, Japan. Bro, is there something, going on in the locker room? Was it a thing? Was it a not chemistry thing? Was it a coach thing? You know, give us the insight on that. It had to be something, bro.
It definitely was something. And to this day, like, I don't even know what it was. Like you said, we had all these players that, like, look at us now, like, where we're at. And it's just like, how did they not, like, do better? But, I mean, just to, like, at the top of my head, I would say maybe, like, we didn't have.
And now for today's sponsor, Athletic Greens. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one scoop of delicious Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly. It supports a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop of water in a cup every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs at your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. Now back to the video.
The chemistry, maybe? But you can't really say that because we've known each other, like me, Gio, Luca, Scali. We've known each other since we were like 14, 15. So it's like, you can't really say that's a chemistry problem. I don't know. Maybe it was the game plan. Like I said, to this day, I don't know what the actual problem was, but we for sure should have went way farther than what we did and done better than what we did.
Yeah,
It was tough to watch, to be honest, because I was really rooting for y'all. Obviously, like a bunch of my boys on the team, I was like, it's about to be lit. It was like, it just felt like such a quick, it happened so quick, you know, like it was, It was the World Cup and it was over. And it was like, geez, that was tough. Not going to lie.
Well, let's transition from that World Cup into this World Cup. Obviously, you got a couple months, not a couple months, almost a full year until the World Cup. You're in a top league now. Obviously, Greg has chosen you a couple times for like actual competitive rosters. I'm sure you got the World Cup also in your mind. What do you think you got to do to get there?
I mean, I feel like I just gotta play how I play how I know I can play, and just keep being confident and stringing together consistent performances, because that's really what matters. Like, I feel like that's really important to when you're getting called into camps, is how you're playing at the moment. It has a lot to do with it and how you're producing. So, I mean, for me, it's just to just keep working hard, keep improving myself, because like, I know I still got a lot to work on. I know I'm not the perfect player. And so just keep on working on those things, and being the main thing is just being consistent.
Is George Bello, in his mind, the starting left back in Qatar?
that's like a tricky question right there. I'm not the cocky side to say, oh yeah, for sure. But
of course not, in your mind, can you picture it?
Yeah, I can for sure picture it. Like, picture yourself in the World Cup playing for your country, like for sure. Like, that's something that you dream about as a kid. So
it's attainable, though.
I'll say, yeah. It is. Just gotta keep working though.
Like you said, though, you don't think you're a perfect player, actually a fan. Perfect transition. A fan asked us, what's the thing you're trying to improve the most? Positioning, crossing, etc. What is, like, the number one thing
you on the defensive side, I would just want to keep working on, like, my defensive positioning, because sometimes I'll be in the wrong position, but knowing, like, I'm quick enough to get back and make up for it, I won't be there. So just being at the right place, the right time defensively, so I don't have to do that extra work. And then attacking wise, I would say just like finishing in the attacking third, just like whether it be like the final cross, the final shot, the final pass, just like cleaning that up, because I feel like I get myself into great positions. It's just that end product that I think I need to continue to work on.
Good answer.
That's what's important as well, you know, getting those assists up changes everything, you know. But now for the World Cup though, do you think the move to the Bundesliga is like put you in a better position to make that World Cup and this camp come up in March?
I think it for sure helps a little bit, but like that wasn't really my thought process of like that's why I wanted to leave, because I mean, like I said before, like it's been a dream to play in Europe and playing where like the top leagues in the world. So I mean, I feel like that's gonna, my thought process of moving was like for me to be better as a player and for me to get exposed to another type of field to football, you know what I'm saying? So obviously it's going to help for sure with the national team, but I mean, the main thing is just me just getting better as a player and getting the opportunity to play in the Bundesliga, one of the top leagues in the world, and just keep rising from there.
That's good. Have you been in any talks with the national team for the next coming camp or the World Cup or anything like that?
Nah, not as yet. Haven't gotten anything, but you know, we just keep working. We keep going to training, keep trying to play in these games, and we'll see what happens.
What's your schedule looking like for like the next couple of games? Like, y'all have a tough schedule, like tough to get points, or you think y'all guys are going to be in a good position?
We have a pretty tough couple games. I mean, our next game is Bayer Leverkusen, So that's obviously, they're obviously really, really good.
Bro, are you going to have Diaby on your side?
I think Diaby's left. Is he not? I think he might be left wing.
I don't know, bro. He's just, he's nice.
He's nasty.
He's too nice. Watch out with him.
I know. And then after Leverkusen, we play Augsburg. So we got Pepe. The next game.
That's an important one because that's two teams. Are they below you right now?
Yeah, they're below. We're in 14th right now.
That's huge, bro. That's huge. Y'all need points there. Is that home or away?
That one's home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do you guys have fans right now or COVID restrictions?
We got fans. We actually got more. Like the first game that they did in, they had 10,000. Like before, they only had like, they could only have like 500, but they're like slowly increasing it to go more. So that's good.
But for you, though, that's not really a factor, though. I mean, you had like 70, playing in front of 70,000. Like that's crazy.
70,000. Yeah. But I mean, it's still good. It's like just knowing you have like people that are there, like rooting for you, like you get that extra boost, like regardless of how many numbers there are, like you always like can feel that. I feel that love.
From the also, I don't know if you, I don't know if you agree with this, but obviously, because I'm sure you have a lot of love for Atlanta fans and U.S. fans in general. But this is what me and Tanner were talking about. European fans are kind of different, though. Like 10,000 European fans would be like 20,000 U.S. fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
With the noise they make and stuff like that.
I agree.
Nothing's more important than peace of mind. NordVPN is here to give you peace of mind. And with all the threats that you face today online, it's so important to be sure that you have the best VPN that you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month.
So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. To get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guaranteed. NordVPN, code BELIEVE.
Because, I mean, obviously football is, like, growing in America, but, like, in Europe, it's, like, where it basically originated. So, like, you probably get more heart from them and, like, they're never, like, not cheering and they're not just going there to have, like, a beer, just hang with friends. Like, they're there because, like, they're passionate about it. But like exactly. I said, it's still like growing in America.
Fact. Yeah, for sure. We had a fan question. We'll kind of go off topic. I think we talked about everything good, but one of our fan questions said, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football?
Sheesh. Probably just a regular dude just going to college, trying to get a degree. Like... I don't really know because I never really thought about it because ever since I was little, I was like, yeah, I want to be a professional soccer player. Like, that was like my only thing. And thank God it happened, but I never really actually thought about that question.
That is kind of crazy to think about because ever since you were kind of like a young prodigy, like your name was always up there. You know, people were talking about you from a young age. So I don't think your brain was even developed enough to think about what you were going to do yet before people were putting you in the national team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I was like, I was still going to school, obviously, like elementary, middle school, but I only had one thing on my mind. Like, I don't want to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still like, I'm taking college courses online right now. I'm taking a break, obviously, since I moved, but I'm still trying to at least, I'm taking like one class at a time at Southern New Hampshire. So at least one class at a time and eventually hopefully I can get the degree. But yeah, that's how it is.
We love that. We love that.
Yeah.
John, what?
Yeah.
Let's ask him to.
Success?
The question. Yes, sir.
All right, bro. This is our question here. We define success with all of our guests. It's awesome to see because everyone has a different answer. So I want to ask you, bro, do you think you've achieved success and what is your definition of success?
Dang, that's actually a good question. I wouldn't say I've achieved success yet. I would say like achieving success is like where like you have like a family, you have like everything is settled in life and you don't have to worry about anything anymore in life. Like you have it all set. Like that's success in my opinion. And obviously I haven't reached it yet, but that's always the goal. And obviously you can't always make it to where, okay, you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life, but that's what you really want to get in life. And as long as you're like being a good person, you're settled, you have everything taken care of with your family and stuff, like I feel like that's success.
You homesick at all?
Not really so far. Cause I mean, the season's basically almost over. Like, get back. The season ends in May, so I mean, it's not like a too far of a thing to like reach for. So I'm just kind of like, all right, it's not that far. Just put your head down, keep working, and you can enjoy it when you get back home. So
is there something you miss like a lot from Atlanta or US specifically?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh,
that seems like a popular one.
Chick-fil-A, yes, bro. And it's like the fast food for sure, but I mean, it's probably good because not that healthy.
Yeah. Switching topic a little bit, we'll just finish on some fan questions before we wrap it up. But someone asked, what's your favorite soccer memory or moment?
Probably the top two is scoring my first professional goal against New England at home in front of like the fan of my family.
With the little Millie rock at the end?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then winning the starting and then winning the Gold Cup final. That was insane.
Pretty solid. Pretty solid.
That is, I mean, you can't complain too much. But let's transition real quick into your goals for 2022. Just lay them out. Lay them all out.
Goals for 2022, continue to get better as a soccer player for sure. Try to earn that starting spot here in Arminia Bielefeld. Obviously making the World Cup roster is a goal. I mean, that's really it. Just getting adjusted to a new lifestyle. Cause obviously I've never lived outside of Atlanta. So it's just like, just getting adjusted to this new life is a goal for sure. And I'll say that's it, to be honest.
That's a lot, bro. Yeah. We had KP, Kevin on here last week talking about also the World Cup. So it's a really interesting year because obviously a lot of our guests are World Cup hopefuls, but I think you definitely, if you keep it up, you'll definitely be on that plane and hopefully starting. So I don't think it's too far for you, bro.
For sure, I agree,
bro, 100%. But nah, bro, we appreciate having you on. I think maybe the only last question I would ask is, we've had a bunch of people on, and we usually try to ask our guests, but who do you want to see next on Chum Chat?
Ooh, I mean, I've gotten so many people already. Just like, look, you guys low key might have to get my boy George Campbell. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, he's the second person who says that. Who else said that? Someone else said that, right?
You had to get somebody George did. Campbell. Yeah.
We can get George. George, my boy, as well.
Yeah. Bryce Duke said that. I think.
Bryce said.
Oh, yeah. Bryce did say that. I wonder why he said that. But yeah, we could get Campbell on. Anybody else that comes to mind or no?
We not me. You guys have gotten basically everyone. Have I gotten Pepe on here? Yes, you get Pepe as well.
Hey, when you see him in a couple weeks, you say, get on Chum Chat, all right?
I got you.
I message him all the time. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'll get on. And then he don't answer me because he's playing COD or something. So I'm like, bro, come on, bro. He's a tough one.
I got you.
I think that was good. Anything else, John, or no?
Nah, bro. Like I said, I appreciate you coming on, taking the time. I'll just do a quick outro and then we're good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to George. Special guest, special episode. Make sure to go follow him on Instagram. His Instagram will be popped up throughout the video. Thanks to Anthony, our editor. This episode was presented by BET Online. What's your Twitter, George? Same as your Instagram? Or is it different?
Same as Instagram, yeah.
Same as Instagram. Go check him out on Twitter. Go show him love. And go follow Arminia on all social media platforms to keep up with George in his quest to make that World Cup roster. And like we always say, go find your own success. Deuces.
Yes, sir.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.